In studio right now is Neil Seddy. He is the man. I'm going to call you the man. You are. You're 14 years old. You're a man now, mate. All right? You're a man. amazing to have you here in the studio. You're here for the Sharjah International Children's Film Festival. You've already accepted a bunch of awards. You played Mowgli in the big movie, The Jungle Book, alongside some huge actors. Welcome to the UAE. Welcome to Dubai, man.
Thank you so much. It's amazing.
I love your entourage. Your entourage is mum and dad.
Yeah!
That is the best entourage to have when you're 14. Sam and Chino, good morning. Thank you for coming to the Virgin Radio Studios.
Thank you for having us.
Reluctant. They didn't want to talk on the radio, but I'm making them because I'm a parent of two girls, and you must have been so proud. What a proud moment to have your son there, right?
Yes, yes. Tears just streaming down my face.
Yeah. Aww. Did you know? Did you think he could do this? As a parent, you're like, yeah, my son can do it. He's the best. But he's up against trained actors who have probably been acting since the age of three.
I know. I remember being outside a studio, pacing both of us, not sure why he's in there. And then we realize he's singing. And we're like, does he even know how to sing?
Oh.
Thanks, Mom.
He acted, in a movie.
Yeah.
And he couldn't act, and he sang. He did a whole soundtrack, and he couldn't sing.
No,
but so that's what we thought. Are. But he did it all.
Where did you watch The Jungle Book for the first time on the big screen? Like, did you go to a theater? Was it the premiere?
Yeah,
like,
where was it?
We were on a press tour in Chicago, so they closed down a theater so Neil could watch the movie before he starts the press tour.
Yeah, wow.
And the first time.
So the three of you watched it for the first time together
with John Favreau, the director.
With John Favreau, I love John Favreau.
Great man and a great cook.
Is he? John Favreau's a legend, man.
I saw the story on Jimmy Kimmel when you were on Jimmy Kimmel, right?
You did Kimmel?
Yeah, I did.
He went on John's private jet.
Uh-huh.
You went on John's private...
Tell us more.
John Favreau, if you don't know him, Google him. Legend. Legendary movie, producer, actor, everything.
Yes, he makes amazing grilled cheeses. He made him on his movie Chef, and then he made him on the last day of Jungle Book for all of us, and it's just amazing.
He so
made
cool,
pepper
man.
Jack grilled cheese. It was so good.
So this is what you want to do for the rest of your life. You want to be you're an actor now. That's it.
I want to be an actor, but I also want to like be a dentist like my parents, and like play basketball and video games, and you know.
You're figuring it out.
Yeah.
Are you still in school?
Yes, I am. I'm actually I'm skipping school for a couple of days.
That's fine. We'll let that happen. Yeah. Mum and Dad, you're both dentists. Yes. Would you be happy to see your son continue his acting career?
We want him to continue doing what makes him happy.
Good answer. That was a good answer there, Dad. Well done. Well quoted. Yeah, I know.
I read it just like you wrote it.
That's right. Neil Seddy in studio with his parents as well. Once again, Jungle Book. Hopefully there'll be a Jungle Book 2 as well. That could be happening.
It could be.
Which is cool. Rossi, you wanted to ask a question?
Yeah, I want to ask a big question about Bill Murray because I love Bill Murray. Like, he's very weird when the public meet him and stuff, right?
Yes. I think it's just his normal personality.
Yeah.
He's so great. So we go to Martha's Vineyard and we're eating lobster rolls.
Yeah.
And then he's like, hey, you want to throw around a football?
Yeah.
American football. Sorry, guys. Yeah. And I was like, of course, because I love American football.
Yeah.
I'm in love with it. So
me,
John Favreau, and Bill Murray all go outside to like the backyard and we just toss around the football.
That's
and take like iconic pictures. And
that's
it's
cool.
Really cool. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I love him. I love him. So like, there's a whole website. You know, there's a whole website dedicated to... There's a whole website dedicated to Bill Murray, like being weird in public and stuff. It's really funny.
He's been wanting to show you that he was wearing a wig.
I had no clue.
I just wanted to see
your face.
First of all, when you did that, I was like, oh. I'm trying to scoot my chair with a little bit the other way. Oh my God.
You don't know what's going on the radio. Rossi's been wearing a wig for the entire interview.
It's really like terrible.
This was his idea. He's like, I want to wear a wig and then just pull it off halfway through the interview.
I'm sorry.
He's
it
done it.
Real. It really
did look real.
I can't wait to make a gif of your reaction. It's going to be amazing.
I'm going
to
take my wig off.
Neil's going to hang out. Dubai going to perform. Let's see what Neil thinks of that. Hang out with us once again. Neil Seddy in studio. Give him a big round of applause. Thank you, guys.
Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio. Time saver traffic. With McDonald's.
Traffic first. Pretty Mullig.
Got an accident on Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road. This is just before Arabian Ranch's Jebel Ali bound, and the traffic is starting by Global Village.
Brought to you by McDonald's. Feast on irresistible daily offers. Download the McDonald's app now.
Yeah. All right, hang out. Yeah, duvet to perform. And don't forget your golden sound, a new clue at 8 a.m. this morning. Hang out at 7:35.